This is the In Focus podcast from The Hindu.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the In Focus podcast. I'm your host, G. Sampath. India's triumph at the Thomas Cup seems to have caught the nation and many even in the badminton community by surprise. For the longest time, India struggled to make it past the quarterfinals, but this time we achieved back-to-back victories over former champions Malaysia and Denmark to make it to the final. And in the final, against all odds, we blanked 14-time champions Indonesia 3-0. This is a historic achievement. It has already been compared to India's 1983 triumph at the Cricket World Cup. So how was this success story scripted? What were the odds? And how can India build on this spectacular achievement? We discuss these questions and more with Rakesh Rao, Deputy Editor Sports at The Hindu. Rakesh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sampath, for having me on the show.
Rakesh, to start with, tell me something. Did anyone other than the core team of players and coaches anticipate this victory?
Well, it's hard to imagine that anybody had actually, anticipated that India would go all the way. Yes, there were players who believed that, yes, that we can give 100%. And let's see if we are just lucky enough. Because you know what? This is a best of five in every match. So we had at least three good singles players and one doubles pair. That means the second doubles pair was not expected to do anything great. So out of those four, we were expected to win three. So the way we went about it, initially it never looked like we were in serious contention. But yes, as we went deeper into the tournament, match by match, we got better. And the self-belief went up. And eventually, here we are with the Thomas Cup.
Right. So, can you take us through the details on how this triumph was scripted? I imagine there must have been a lot of planning and strategizing going on. And what was there an X factor, so to speak, in your view, that made the difference this time compared to our previous campaigns?
Sampath, see, it's like this. Indians have never had a great team, If you look at the history of Indian badminton, be it men, women, we've never had, a kind of team where you could say, okay, we could win three singles or out of those two doubles, we could even pull off one. Because of the format, it's like it's three singles and two doubles. So there you need at least three strong singles players. Here we had a combination, which was like one was ranked world number nine. Lakshya Sen, world number 11, who was earlier world number 1, Kidambi Srikant, and the current world number 23, which is H.S. Pranoy. Now, we didn't take world number 19. We also had a guy who was ranked higher than Pranoy, Sai Praneeth, because he had certain injury issues. And then, of course, Pranoy was not supposed to be directly seeded into the team. They had a selection trials where the selectors, said that, okay, we are going to give exemption to Pranoy because he had some great victories in the last, about 6 months. That included a victory over the world number one, Victor Axelsen, in November. So they thought that, okay, he's not a great tournament player because he has not won any major tournament in his career. But if you look at Pranoy, he's capable of pulling off these high pressure games, so you could rely on him if it came to the fifth match.
What was the exemption given to Pranoy?
Exemption was like the selection criteria for once was that if you are in the top 15 of the world, you don't have to play the trials. There was a trials held here that lasted 5 days, and Sindhu was exempted because she is in the top 15. Srikant and Lakshya. So these guys were given exemptions. Then world number 8 was Chirag and Satwik. So they also got exempted. So in this whole team, there was not a single player, not a single singles player who could actually, who had to go through the trials. But the second doubles pair did make it. But, nobody expected anything from them because that was clearly a weak side. And for Indians to, to say that, okay, we had a team that could go all the way, that was like, it was really far-fetched because we didn't really have the team, to be very honest. But the way things happened, You have to give it to the Indians. They just got into the act when it really like mattered. They were there. They were on the ball, really. If you want me to just look a little deeper, I'll just quickly take a look at, you know, how we, you know, went about it. See, Indians were placed in a group which had teams like Germany, which had teams like Canada, and you know, and then of course the big team, which was Chinese Taipei. These were the three other teams. As expected, we beat Germany 5-0, we beat Canada 5-0. But when we ran into Taipei to decide the group topper, we lost. And this is where, now, Lakshya Sen, now, so much was expected of him. Poor fellow, he's 20-year-old kid. He just happened to, you know, before the team left from like Bangalore airport, he seemed to have something, you know, something to eat there. And he suffered from a suspected case of food poisoning, and he carried it with him. So through the journey to Bangkok, he suffered. You know, they got 2 days of rest there, so he didn't practice much. He was straight away put against them, you know, in that game against Germany, which was the opening game. Luckily, he won. In the second, you know, Indians decided that, yes, Lakshya needed some rest. So he was rested. But against Chinese Taipei, there was no choice. You just had to make sure that he played. Unfortunately, of course, you know, I mean, since he was not in any great shape, he just couldn't take the pressure there. And he lost rather convincingly there. So Lakshya Sen was, you know, just imagine, I mean, you are expected to win a lot of games, and you are up against world number four, and you can't really, you know, match up to him for the simple reason that you are not physically there. But then thereafter, then again against you, you know, then that match, of course, we lost. Here, the key portion was that, you know, that the Olympic champions in like men's doubles. Now, this was the pair that had lost only one match in Tokyo to the Indians. So this was a kind of a revenge match for them, and they beat the Indian pair in straight games. So the whole strategy of the Indians was very clear at this point, that unless we win first one of the first two matches, that is either the first singles or the first doubles, the going was going to be very difficult for us. And this is exactly how it happened here. We lost the first two matches. Once we lost two, then it was going to be very difficult, because then Kidambi Srikanth was expected to win the third rubber, which he did. Then the doubles pair. Now, doubles pair, whether it was Arun and Kapila or the actual number two pair, Vishnuvardhan and Krishna. So this pair was not expected to, you know, offer much of you know, like resistance. So we went with a very simple template. Win first, at least one of the first two matches, either the first singles or the first doubles. Win the second singles, that is everything dependent on Kidambi Srikanth. Leave out the second doubles because we didn't have a great opportunity there. But if it comes to 2-2 at that point in time, then H.S. Pranoy will have to win the last match. But against Chinese Taipei, we were down 1-3. So by the time we reached the last match, that was rendered, you know, completely, you know, like it was kind of a dead rubber. But Pranoy just stayed focused. He finished the job. He won one more, you know, he won his match. So that gave him that confidence that, all right, in days to come, once we enter the knockout phase, then there will be a lot of work for him. And that is how exactly it kind of, you know, panned out, that Indians were actually struggling till that point to see that whether, you know, the form was right or whatever. But Malaysians gave us absolutely no chance. You know, I mean, you know, like they were the ones that we didn't give them a chance, because we beat them in three matches, and in all three, we won in straight. Although we also lost straight. But then Lakshya Sen was not expected to do anything great. As I said, he was not physically quite there. And the doubles pair, which was expected to lose. So you had the doubles pair winning, which was Satwik and Chirag. Then you had Kidambi Srikanth getting into the act. And then H.S. Pranoy. So the template continued, you know. You win one of the first two, win the third singles, win the fifth. So that was like pretty straightforward. Then came the best match. I think the match against Germany was, I mean, the match against Denmark for me was a big game, where they had a team which was like, you know, like they had world number one, world number three, and world number 13. So if you have a format where you have three singles and you have three players who are in the top 15 of the world, now that gives you a fantastic balance. You know, you can at least expect these three to win matches. And that is where I think Indians did the trick. Again, Lakshya couldn't do anything great, but it was then left to the double spare, then Kidambi, Srikanth, and then Pranoy. As I said, this template just worked for us. But what we did on the last day was fantastic. A team like Indonesia, of course, the favorite, the defending champions. And, you know, strangely, they never faced a non-Asian team throughout their campaign. This was the best part. I mean, Indonesia was put in a group which had teams like Singapore, Thailand, Korea. These three teams they beat. And of course, Koreans made their life very difficult. But thereafter, it was China in the quarters, whom they beat 3-0. Japan 3-2, and they ran into India. And the day they didn't, you know, that team met India, Indians were simply supreme. 3-0 victory against a side which had beaten teams like Japan and Korea in the last two matches, which I thought was absolutely fantabulous.
Right. So one interesting thing we saw in the course of the tournament was that Indian players, I mean, Lakshya Sen and Srikanth in particular, but also, and especially the doubles team, they managed to win over higher ranked opponents. As you said, Denmark had players ranked 3 and number 1 and number 13. And not only did we beat higher ranked opponents, we came from behind after losing a set and after saving match points also. And I've never seen this before because we have had a tendency in the past to crumble under pressure. So did our players undergo some kind of mental toughness training before this event or something?
Well, every team member did undergo, you know, like meditation kind of sessions that you have. But Pranoy spoke about it at length because he has been undergoing it for the last 6 months. So he for sure was in great space. Even, you know, somebody like Lakshya, I think he was struggling more with the physical state. He was just recovering from that bout of poisoning. But overall, I still feel that, you know, when it came to grit, I think Indians really showed it. They had it in them. This, I completely agree with you. This is not something that we have seen Indians do this day after day, especially in the last particular, you know, like, I mean, on the last day. When the moment really arrived, Indians were really up to that. Although they both, you know, like whether it was Lakshya, whether it was Satwik and Chirag, they lost the opening games, but the way they fought. That doubles team faced four match points in the second set, in the second game, and they saved it all. And fantastic grit. I mean, had it been 1-1, then it could have been very difficult for the Indians, because that would have shifted the, you know, the entire, you know, the kind of spirit that the Indians had. That would have been dampened by the loss of the second particular, you know, like rubber. But up 2-0, then of course Srikanth had everything going for him. He was upbeat. He knew that he had this opportunity and he just went for it. So you need to just understand that, you know, the way Indians gave it all, I think they really deserve every praise, all kinds of accolades, because they really did it when nobody expected them to.
Right. And how do you see the impact of this triumph on badminton as a sport in India? Like, what would be your roadmap starting from today to ensure that India gives itself the best chance to successfully defend the title next year?
Sampath, see, it's like this, you know, we are actually, what is happening, whatever I've seen in the last 48 hours is we are reading far too much into it. Yes, it's a great victory. It's an epic, you know, kind of an achievement. The moment, everything, I mean, nobody expected. Now, what you can compare it with is the 83 World Cup triumph or the 1975 World Cup hockey triumph. India was not the best side when we won the World Cup hockey in 75. We were not the best side when we won the 83 World Cup. And this time in 2022, when we won the Thomas Cup, we were definitely not the best side. But does that mean that there will be a kind of a revolution? I mean, I read people talking about, you know, India being a badminton superpower. Now, that is really taking things too far. What I want to say is, let's stay in the moment. Let's introspect a little bit more. Just look at where we were 1 week ago. We are still there. Nothing has changed. The rankings haven't changed. The talent hasn't been unearthed. There is no system. There is nothing new that has been added to our existing system. Nothing great has happened. But to suddenly label Indians as a, you know, as a superpower. I don't think it's very, in my view, definitely it is not wise. We need to just hold our horses. But yes, this can be a starting point. Now, what we need to do here is, let's get real. We have not been getting the kind of talent that we have been working on. I mean, government has spent more than 60 crores in the last 5 years. That means almost a crore every month on Indian badminton. This is government spending. I'm not including anything from the private players. Now, this kind of spending is obviously at the creamy layer of Indian badminton, be it men or women. Now, when so much of spending is taking place, the results are really not there. If you see this Thomas Cup victory, that is much needed, because we were actually going through a phase where the women's singles were not, there were just two names in the last decade and a half. Saina is no longer the same now. If you see her record this year has been quite, ordinary. She has lost in the first round. In the second round of six tournaments. Sindhu doesn't look the same. Her triumphs have come into Super 311. The category of event is Super 300. Super 500, Super 1000, these are big events. Super 300, nobody really takes it very seriously. So she hasn't won anything big. And if you see the ladies section, there is nobody after that. Of course, there is Unnati Hooda, a 15-year-old girl who is now looking good, but she'll take time to evolve as a player. Be it Akarshi, be it, Malvika, all these people will still take time to evolve. So we still have some time to go there. If you look at the men's team, we are looking ahead and saying whether we'll be able to defend the title 2 years from now. We'll come to that. But just let's look at the team first. You have Lakshya Sen, who's 20. He's a great asset. Yes, that box can be ticked. Then you have somebody like Srikant, who, of course, he doesn't look the same, but the way he has played this week has been fantastic. Fantastic in the sense, he pulled off two great wins. The other four, he was expected to win very, very easily, which he did. So give him credit, because he hasn't played like this in a long time. Though he won he reached the semifinals of the World Championship last year. But from between 2017 and now, I don't think he could stitch together six such victories. And he looked good. He took the pressure. And more than winning or losing, I think I saw him get back to the way he used to smash earlier. He's looking at his aggressive best now. Although I would like to believe that this guy still has some way to go before we see him getting back to how he used to be in 2017. That's one. Then you look at people like Sai Praneet and Pranoy. Sampat, both these boys made the semifinals of the World Juniors in 2010. And they're still in the top four of the Indian team. That means in the last decade and a half, almost 12 years for sure, where are our juniors who became national champions? They are not to be seen. That means the crop has failed. That's 12 years, barring Lakshya Sen, we don't have a second boy to look at. So that means there's something is not right with our system. If in 12 years you couldn't get players to replace these two boys, just think again. I mean, we need to do some hard thinking there. Get real instead of getting carried away with anything. Now, second part is the doubles thing. We have only one pair. We don't have a second pair in this country. Obviously, the focus hasn't been there. So we are continuing to struggle when it comes to men's doubles. Women's doubles, again, we had only one pair at a time. Previously, it used to be Jwala and Ashwini. Then we had Ashwini and Sikki. Now that pair is jaded. They've been sorted completely. Nobody allows them to win more than two matches, three matches max. They don't go beyond a point. Now we have a young pair which is showing promise, which is Preeza and Gayatri. They will also take time because they're still kids. So if you look at mixed doubles, there is nobody, not a single pair. So overall, when you look at Indian badminton, this victory we needed because we didn't have anything to look at. Suddenly, this victory comes out of the blue and we are going really gaga over it. Yes, we need to celebrate this. We need to celebrate our players. We need to give them what they want. We need to give them everything. But to say that we still have it in us to go ahead and defend it, no. Because let's not forget, 2 years from now, we are going to have the Olympics. And all the teams, be it Asian teams or other teams, they'll all be very prepared for the Olympics. And Thomas Cup will take place after that. So if the same well-prepared teams come and take us on there, and we don't have anybody new to show. So it will be difficult for us. I mean, but then I think we shouldn't look too far ahead also. But it won't be easy because probably there were teams which underestimated us, especially Indonesia. That's not going to happen because they all are going to look at India and say, how did they go all the way? And Indians will now be targeted. So it won't be easy.
So the next edition of the Thomas Cup will take place after the Olympics?
After the Olympics, yes.
It's once in 3 years?
Once in 2 years.
Okay. Okay. Fine. So we're running out of time, Rakesh. Any concluding thoughts on this victory and how we should actually, you know, make use of this victory in terms of, you know, you've made a good point in terms of not going too much gaga over it because, as you said, we are exactly where we were. You're exactly where we were 1 week ago before the event, right? So in terms of still taking the positive from it, how do we take the positives and work on that?
See, going ahead, one thing that has happened is that these men have shown that they can soak in the pressure. That is the biggest takeaway. And people who have watched it, the youngsters, this has given a lot of youngsters watching who are in the game. I'm not talking about spectators. I'm talking about those who wish to break into the Indian team someday. They suddenly feel that, yes, team championship is not something that we should ignore. For years, Indians have ignored sending the best team to Thomas Cup and Yuba Cup. Last year, if you look at the Yuba Cup team, which has won bronze medals in 2014 and 16, and then the very next time, that was 2018, we didn't even make it to the knockouts. We lost in the group stages. Last 2 years, we have been making, 2020 and 2022, we have been making just about the quarterfinal and losing at that stage. We are not entering the semifinals of Thomas Cup, of Yuba Cup as we did in 14 and 16. So that means we need to focus that, okay, from now on, the best thing that can happen is let's send our best team to Thomas Cup and Yuba Cup. Last year also, we saw the same thing happen. We were not sending our best. That is where we have suffered. So at least now we should take it seriously that, all right, we should be sending our best teams. Now, just to give you an example, in 14, 16 and 18, in Thomas Cup, we finished 11, 13 and 10. Now, that gives you a fair idea that 4 years ago, we were 10th. It means we didn't even make it to the knockout. We lost in the group stages. So not much attention has been paid to Thomas Cup. Now, at least after this victory, I'm sure the Badminton Association of India will start thinking that, all right, we can't afford to just send any team and say, okay, we are going to give exposure to youngsters. This has been, you know, the very staple kind of a line. But at least now they can't afford to do that. Now there is responsibility on India, responsibility on the players, and also the responsibility on the think tank of the BAI to ensure that we continue with this success. It can't be just one-off thing. We have the team, we have the resources, we have the manpower. Let's get some talent out there. You know, we have been spending a lot on Indian badminton, be it on the Asian circuit, the European circuit. Look at the number of players that are funded to go abroad and play. But where are the results? Unfortunately, there are hardly any results. We see the same name for the last 15 years. Lakshya Sen is the only exception. So let's just focus on what we have and keep on adding to what we have. I think. BAI has to get a lot more serious. They don't have any excuses. We have the numbers. It is just that the right training, the right kind of approach is required. And this can be a great beginning.
Right. I mean, as you rightly said, I mean, I think for the first time, we have seen that Indians can soak up the pressure and come out on top, which is not something we see very often. And that is definitely a big positive. And if you're spending 1 crore per month, as you said, and we have the talent which needs to be nurtured, I think hopefully we will bank on this positive from this triumph and build on it for the future. Thank you so much, Rakesh, for sharing your thoughts and comments. Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
In Focus will be back soon with analysis of the biggest news issues. In the meantime, you can find our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other platforms. Just search for In Focus by The Hindu. We'll see you soon.